بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. My beloved brothers and sisters, I again greet you with the greeting words of the righteous. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, it is a great privilege and honor again to be with you for this study of fiqh sirah. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give us the strength to go through this study from the beginning of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the way to the end. We pray that Allah would give us that understanding to make this seerah a real light in our lives and give us the best of this beloved man. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was rahmatan lil alameen. He was a mercy for all of the worlds. And as a prophet and a leader, there is no religious, social, economic, or political leader in the history of humanity who had the success of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And it is recorded that in his farewell pilgrimage, over 140,000 Muslims were with him in Arafah. And there were over 10 times that much who stayed at home. As a political leader, which you could say began in the first year after the Hijrah, he began with only part of the town of Medina. And 10 years went by. And by his death, he was ruling over approximately 3 million square kilometers of territory. And it is said that the conquests, this continued to expand at an average of 800 kilometers daily for 10 years. In this conquest, scarcely one of the enemy was killed per month in the field of battle. 15 years after his death, under the Khalifa Uthman, radiallahu anh, the Islamic State extended from Andalusia in the West all the way to China. There is no leader, there is no general, there is no statesman, there is no so-called prophet, there is no individual who ever recorded success on this level. And above all, the name Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, this noble name is on countless millions of people's lips. There is no other name that has been pronounced so much with so much reverence and love. And continually, people will pronounce this name and their hearts will palpitate until the day of resurrection. Today in all continents, if you see as the sun strikes the earth in all continents, and when that thread goes across and the light first appears for Fajr at dawn, millions of people are answering the call to Salah. At Dhuha time in the afternoon, in the late afternoon, sunset, in the darkness of night, thousands and millions of people are answering this call. And so we ask ourselves today, who is this man? And what is the real story behind this individual? When we say the word seerah, we mean the biography. When we say as-seerah, or as-seeratu nabawiyyah, this is the prophetic biography. When we say fiqh seerah, fiqh is fahm, it is understanding. That means that we are trying to get understanding out of this story, because this story is not like the story of any individual. If we were to record the biography of most human beings, there is something within that biography that we could learn. But in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his divine wisdom used a man in order to perfect his message to all of the worlds. He used an individual to give us the perfect example in everything that we do. And so this seerah, Siratul Nabawiyyah, is of crucial importance to us today, and not that we only remember it in poetry, not that we only put the books on our shelf, but the most important aspect of this seerah today for the Muslims is that we seek the wisdom in it, and we put that wisdom into our lives, and we ourselves practice and follow the example given to us by the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam today is divided. Nations of people calling themselves Muslims. People who control countless numbers of minerals. People who control armies. People who control universities. But yet at the same time, we find humiliation. And according to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he predicted that we would become ghutha asail, that we would become like the foam or the scum on a stream, on a torrent, being pushed along. You could push it to the right, you can push it to the left. And even though it is large in number, you see a lot of foam on the stream, it has no weight, and it can be pushed and manipulated in any way. Our community today is flooded with strange individuals. And there is a new philosophy being used by the enemies of Allah. Before, it was just divide and conquer. Now it is confuse and conquer. And so we find, and here in Cape Town and London and New York City, that our community is flooded with experts on Islam, khalifas, mujaddids. Maybe even soon we may get a Mahdi here in Cape Town. Self-made shuyukh. All types of individuals are pouring into the city. And everybody is claiming that they are following Ahl-Sunnah wa Jama'ah.